In just a minute, we are in an Empire State of Rhyme in our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, forget about Macy's and Bed Bath & Beyond. Another company is now offering a wedding registry. Who is it?
Schlitz. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something like the opposite of like Bed Bath and Beyond.
You need to guess this in 30 minutes or less.
Okay. So it's what kinds of things are they offering?
Apparently. I don't think Mo has ever ordered anything from this company in his whole life. Am
Hold
I right, guys?
On. Pizza?
Yes.
What Domino's?
Yes, Domino's.
I eat pizza all the time.
Do you eat Domino's pizza?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Prove it.
When? What does it taste like?
In 1983.
Yes. And it is Domino's Pizza, the Domino Pizza Wedding Registry. According to Domino's head of marketing, whose job we are doing for her right now, quote, it makes it easy for people to ask and receive something that they'll really use. It's cute. What better way to practice for your inevitable divorce than a gift you can easily divide evenly between the two of you?
I was so fascinated by this that I went to the website see if this was a real thing. And they have a whole menu of different gift cards. So one's like, you know, the proposal pizza, which...
How does it
then
work?
Then there was the wedding night pizza.
What's
You don't want to have sex after having a Domino's pizza.
But why would the pizza... Wouldn't the pizza, like, you know... Spice it up or
Let me ask you a question. Do you often have cheese and then
I'm
sex?
I'm so glad that cheese was the word that came out before. No, it's always in the opposite order. I don't know.
I would say it's eat, pray, love.
What's that?
But you know,
why do they have a proposal pizza? Why do they have a proposal pizza on a wedding registry? You're past the proposal point, aren't you?
They just say Domino's has been with you for very special moments in your life. Basically, they want your money, that's why.
Yes, that's true. I was very high in college and ordered a Domino's pizza, and it was very special. I ate the whole thing by myself.
And you know, the Briss pizza comes with the slicer.
Peter, that's a point away from Mo.
He's allowed to do it.
That's true. Peter, Apple is working on their new state-of-the-art multi-billion-dollar new headquarters building in California. And this week we learned that it is designed so that its engineers will not be distracted by having to think about what annoying task.
Going to the bathroom?
No.
Emails?
No. Even more basic.
Breathing.
I'll give you a hint, because it is a little, it does distract you, because you're always going, I can never remember, is it right, left, right, or left, right, left?
Cheat codes on Nintendo?
No.
like walking?
Yes, walking. They don't want the engineers to be distracted by having to think about walking, especially through doors. So, according to a Reuters article, Apple is demanding of their contractors that there be no thresholds at the bottom of any doorway in their new building. They want them to be completely flat, and this is because they say the task of stepping over a quarter-inch high strip of metal would distract their engineers from their geniusing.
So are there doorways, though?
There are doorways.
But there's none. There's no word for that.
It's called the threshold, and it's at the bottom of just about every doorway, and it helps the door seal. But they're not going to have them. It sounds crazy, but think about it. Their current building has thresholds, and they forgot to put a headphone jack in the new iPhone.
But how are they going to rehearse for their honeymoons?
And I can't
right?
cross
or the actually, they're engineers. Forget
guess,
it.
Yeah, it's not going to
happen.